From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. North Korea's United Nations mission contended that the new UN sanctions approved Saturday against it for its missile tests were a, quote, flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty. State media claimed they were the result of a, quote, heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea told a security conference of key regional leaders in Manila that it would never bargain away its development of nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles, and said that it would teach the United Nations a, quote, and United States, that is, a, quote, severe lesson with nuclear strategic force if the U.S. takes military action against it. In the U.S., the White House said that President Trump talked with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and his Chief of Staff John Kelly about North Korea for an hour. 12 people were killed by stray gunfire in Kinshasa Monday in violence surrounding the city's central prison, according to police in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A police spokesman said four of the sect members and eight others had been killed by stray bullets. Gunfire was reportedly heard in a number of Kinshasa neighborhoods early Monday. Two more people were killed in related violence in Matadi in southwestern Congo. Police blamed the violence on a separatist sect, Bundu Dia Mayala, members of which stormed Kinshasa's main prison, freeing their leader and scores of others in May. This is VOA News.